That's cool. Yeah, so last weekend we had, what was on Saturday? That was Night of Champions, right? Yeah. And
Yeah.
Night of Champions, AAA, GCW, all had shows. Then Sunday, we had Great American Bash or whatever that was supposed to be. The Forbidden Door, GCW had another show. Somebody else had a show as well as an MLW. And then this weekend, nothing.
Yeah,
It's like, what are you guys doing?
it's kind of funny how things seem to get loaded up a lot of these times.
Well, I'm sorry. GCW does have their July 4th Backyard Wrestling Spectacular, which it's exactly how it sounds. It's low budget. It's not that good, but it can be kind of fun to watch. So, and by the way, they don't get talked about nearly enough for good reason sometimes. They had two really good shows this weekend. Like, yes, they had some garbage
Oh.
stuff, but they had like some good wrestling matches, which is what I always say about them. If they focus on just wrestling and not the death match bullshit. It's
Oh.
like, the wrestling far outweighs this nonsense, but they're
Yeah.
zoned in on it, so whatever. But it's like,
Yeah, it's just part of the product, like it is with AEW. Like you're just like it's just part of the package. Like and if you're expecting it to change at this point, like one of those, just stop watching then.
Yeah, it really is to that point. And it's like, but it's like, I like watching when they let them just wrestle. Like when they,
Oh,
because they go to certain
yeah.
places, they can't do blood, they can't do death matches. And the product to me is far better. Because, I mean, it's going to sound really mean, but you don't get the guys who can't wrestle on there. The guys who are just there to hit each other with boards and light tubes. You got guys who actually will chain wrestle, you guys who will do like submission stuff. Reversals. Yes, you have your high flyers. And then they're like, all right, let's pause it. So two guys who don't do anything are just going to smash each other with light tubes. And then whatever this awful square spike thing is that they've now introduced, I can't remember the name of it, which is just gross. Like, that's just gross.
it's not the bamboo sticks.
No, Atticus Coger does that all the time. This is a
Oh.
little, it's a square. It almost looks like it's for something to clean your golf cleats, but that's a brush. It's little metal spikes. I don't even know what it's for. Let me see if I can find a picture of.
Okay. Yeah, 'cause obviously I do not watch the product, so I am not terribly familiar. Like there's not a lot of dev like for I mean, I guess the AEW does go to certain lengths. I do feel like they've been pretty limited on the light tubes and some of the more extreme silliness, honestly. So yeah, I don't know, but I mean, I guess they do occasionally do the I feel like people have really screwed with the stapled people's heads and things of that nature, at least. So didn't Adam Page do that to Swerve, maybe?
I don't remember most of the time now. I can't figure out. I can't find it, but it's like it's just whatever. It's just gross. It creates a really cool visual if you're into that stuff. And by cool visual, it means you're maiming the other guy. Like, the bleeding is immediate because you are like putting it on the soft part of the skull
Oh.
and it stays. And it's like, this is terrible. I just hate it. So, whatever. If they'd stop doing that shit, like if they have their events that are keyed around death matches, cool. And it's not like you mentioned AEW and they have like their different styles. Okay. Well, I guess I don't know. It's just not my thing, so I guess I'm
Oh.
more against it. but
Yeah, I do not have the stomach really for that stuff most of the time these days. And I mean, it just doesn't. It's one of those ones where I do feel like the novelty of everything wore off. And, you know, like everyone keeps on trying to find the next thing that's going to make everyone ooh and ah. And it's just like, okay. Like, I feel like this has gotten to cartoon levels, where before it just, you know, maybe you bought into the violence a little bit more because it wasn't as cartoony.
Well, so I mean, with some of the stuff though, it is legitimately like we watched the AIW show, excuse me, at my place, and I was like, "What the fuck is this?" And then it's gotten worse. Like those at least had wrestling moves in it.
Oh,
This
right.
is legitimately just hitting each other with stuff. Or, and I'm not talking about like the Nick Gage pizza cutter. They will stand there, just get light tubes, and they will just trade off hitting each other across the head with light tubes.
Oh.
And I'm going to say this and sound ignorant, okay? But I don't think getting hit with a light tube hurts that much. You know what I mean? Like the blunt force of it, it can't hurt that much. It's
Yeah,
a,
I'd be more
you know?
concerned, honestly, about all of the space dust that is being created and whether it's going to get in my eyes and permanently screw them up.
You are exactly right. I mean, you see when they hit each other, they start bleeding from the little cuts and all that stuff. Okay.
Yeah.
But the overall thing of it, and it's like they had one big angle where the Coger brothers like tied Matt Tremont in the ropes and just kept breaking light tubes over his head. Like boxes
Oh.
upon boxes, legitimately. And I'm like, how long is this going on? And it just how the show ended. It was like okay. Like he's bleeding and you're like, yeah, but you're not hurting that bad. You know, like again, I at this to sound
Yeah.
ignorant, but it's like you know how easy those things break? Because we used to like when I worked at the movie theater, we'd have to replace the lights and stuff. And he would just throw them at the back of the theater behind the outside, obviously, just for fun.
Like
Until
a
they told
javelin.
oh yeah, we javelin them or we just take them and just try and get them as far as they go. Yep. And then we got told, hey, stop doing that. Like, all right. Because our stupid asses didn't realize, oh, yeah, someone's got to clean all that up eventually. We just leave it. We wouldn't sweep it up. So, yep. So, to be 16.
Youth is lost on the young.
you know what? That's an exact, that is a true statement, too, man. Because I would have come up with way cooler things to do with those things than that.
Yeah, there's a little more creativity to be had, should one think about it a little bit more.
Yeah, and it's funny, you can't recycle those either, which is the crazy part. Back
Oh
then you couldn't.
yeah.
So I don't know about now.
Oof.
But yep. So yeah, but it's like it's just how to go back to the beginning. It's funny that everyone packs their shows and then there's nothing. Like MLW's got a show on this weekend. GCW's got theirs, but Collision moved to Thursday, as we were talking about.
Yeah.
No pay-per-views. Like the Great American Bash should be this weekend. And not on CW, for God's sake. Oh, man. Did you and Chris talk about that at all?
No, since we typically cover NXT, we
Okay.
left it up to us
I know he's done with
to
that show. So
yeah.
his attitude has gotten real sour on that. I didn't mind Great American Bash at all, but the constant commercials. And then, like, did something run short? Because the last match, there was plenty of time in between. And they kept, they, I think, didn't they start doing like they were doing different angles or different broadcast versions of the action and stuff? And I'm like, we just had this at Night of Champions and it was annoying then. Like, can we just get to the matches, please? Having it on broadcast TV was a giant mistake. And also having a PLE, if you want to tell me that's what these are, get them out of the performance center. I don't care
Oh.
if you go to a brewery. I had a hell of a fun time Friday watching that stuff. I had zero clue what was going on, and they did not inform you of anything either. And it was
Yeah,
still a
sounds like
ton
a
of fun.
local
They have
indie.
storylines.
Yeah.
And I went, what? Because, like, some black dude, oh, this is so funny. Some old black dude comes out, and it was supposed to be the big reveal that the guy that won, and no, I don't remember anyone's names, was like part of their faction now. Well, the guy that was part of the faction had already gotten out of the ring, walked to the back, just left the guy alone. I'm like,
So he wasn't even there for his own big reveal.
no. So I get the feeling
That's
someone got talked to. Well, then the same older black dude comes out later. So they do their like lights go out. Oh no, what's going on moment. But it was clearly you could still see everything was going on. The guy comes out in a straight spirit Halloween mask, like skull mask that lights up with red eyes. And I was like, oh, they got some like spooky dude. All right, this will be fun. No, it was just that guy, and he just took it off like nothing. I'm like, well, did this mean something? It made no sense.
He just showed up just to show up, and then, it's like,
Yeah,
okay, that was good.
he didn't even
This is
play into
enough.
the end of the match. He just came out. I
Did
was like, what?
not even cause a distraction. That is,
He may have caused a
that
little
is.
bit of one, but it literally had nothing to do with the match. Somebody else cut him off. I'm like, okay. Yeah. And then, oh, all right, let me go over this real quick. So then they had another thing where this old lady came out, which was clearly a guy dressed up in an old lady costume with a mask on. And so they comes out the Golden Girls theme song. So the whole crowd's singing the Golden Girls theme song.
No, yep.
And of course she's decrepit and can't do anything. Can't do anything.
Yep, has a cane, I would imagine.
Walker. Yep.
Walker,
Has a
okay,
purse.
fair. Oh, yep.
And the purse is not a loaded purse. The purse has the same properties of Mjolnir. You know, Thor's hammer? She's the only one that can move it. I thought that was really funny. So she put it on on top turnbuckle, and the guy tried moving it, it wouldn't move. Oh, right. So of course, like the old lady wins, but as the match goes on, the mask starts coming out from under the collar, and it really kind of turned into like a leather face, like sort of situation. So after the match, the person forgot the purse. And they left it outside the ring. And I went, oh no, you guys are in big trouble. Like, you got to leave that. Like, unless you get the grandma back out there, which grandma was played by one of the bad guys from earlier in the show. But,
A double dipping, that is
oh,
not
there's a lot of double dipping. So the referee goes to pick up the purse, can't move it. And I was like, no way. Then they called over one of like the ring girl who was also a referee. And these referees were great. One was an older black lady who had to be 70, like legit. And they kept dropping for falls. She get down, count two, get up, drop, count. After a while, I was waiting for her to be like, sit your ass down. I'm 70. I'm not getting down for this all the time. But no, so they left the purse at ringside the rest of the night. It was still there when we left. I was very tickled by that. But
It feels like you should pick that up at some point during the night. Like, I do like the gimmick.
well, you got to have grandma come and get it, you know?
I mean, I feel like grandma
Like,
should come and get it
yeah.
just to finish out the gag.
Yeah, but as I was, well, it
That's
wasn't on purpose.
that's all.
It's the person just forgot to get it.
Well,
So, yeah.
hey, make the most of the moment. Change on the fly.
Yeah.
What is it? Card subject to change.
Yeah.
For all professional
Yeah.
wrestling events here.
Yeah,
So
when we
you know
got
what?
there.
Okay, sure.
Yeah.
Grandma forgot it. Go back and fetch it at the end of the show. Get a big pop.
Yeah, when we got there, it's a free show. It's general admission. Okay. So I was like, hey, can I grab these chairs? The guy goes, it's $10 a chair. I just looked at it, I was like, what? It was general admission, but if you want a seat, it's $10. I'll just stand. So we just stood. And then he comes over later and goes, hey, those people didn't show up. Just take their chairs. We're like, okay, so we got three seats anyways. So we're watching. And at the end, this guy who was trying to extort me for $10, he comes out from behind the stage as a referee, an evil referee. And this is why I love these little shows. I have no idea why this guy's out there. He comes out and I just start yelling $10 extortionist at him. Like this guy's trying to extort us. And he goes in and the bad guy, pins the gets the upper hand on the good guy, and the bad guy referee very cautiously, carefully counts three. Not a quick count. He didn't hit the good guy. Nothing. Just counted three. And then acted like he did something evil. We're like, what? So, and he's like, I thought you saw the last of me. And I'm like, I've never seen you before tonight, dude. So, but overall, it was like, it was XW.
X.
X, no. XXWX or something like that. I had a really good time, though. And they're coming back soon, so definitely going
Oh.
back for to see it again. So yeah, there's one in 2 weeks at Triple C, and then that's Ground Zero Wrestling, and then this XXWX, whatever it is at Lenny Boy again. So both of them are just $10 each, so it's fine. And you get to drink, you get to like have decent beer, so that's fine.
Yeah, that's the only problem. The venues that the local wrestling companies inhabit around these parts, generally not good in the beverage department.
Yeah, no. Yep.
I was not surprised when the soccer facility did not have great beer choices.
Well, they all go through the same dumbass things now. So there's, but yeah, all right. So I guess go back to NXT. I don't know. What did you think of Great American Bash? I mean,
That was one of those weird things. Since the DVR did not tape it, and I jumped in whenever I got home. I definitely missed some stuff. Did not see the Shiloh Hill and Tristan Angels debacle. So I cannot weigh in on that. Zarya and Tatum Paxley and what was all Tony D and Naraku per se. So the back half, because was it the back half here then? Oh yeah, because Ren against Ariana was fine
it's fine.
for what a speed match is these days. Saquon Sugars and Dion Lennox.
I thought that was pretty good, actually. I was surprised.
I mean, and that they gave them some time, 14 minutes.
Yeah.
Is a decent chunk of time here. So yeah, I mean, I definitely think that they have the two right guys, whether they end up fulfilling their promise or is a different subject, but it does feel like these two leaders needed to be separated and
Yeah.
One of them was getting booted out of the group, and it happened to be Saquon, and it feels like it's going to benefit him in the long run here,
Yeah.
even if he ends up losing this particular battle along the way
Well, I
here.
mean, he won them. I guess this is what I thought was ridiculous, though. So Cutler James and the other guy, come out.
Osiris Griffin.
Yeah, I know his name. I actually do know his name. The
And
other
yeah,
guy, you know.
I finally remember
Well, they come
it.
out like they're all beat up. And then it has nothing to do with the end of the match. And then they just go, "Hey, we're good." And they start beating us. It's like, and Vic goes, "They're not even really hurt." And I'm like, "Yeah. Why would you fake an injury and then show you're not injured after your boy loses?" Like I was totally lost on that decision. Like you'd think if they were faking it would have something to do with the end of the match.
Yeah, it was a weird time. Like, obviously they got to beat down Saquon afterwards, but yeah, it did really take a lot of the surprise out of what is, supposed to be a surprise kind of an angle. Like you said, like it should have had some factor in the match, and it didn't. Like, just because it's a beat down, it doesn't really make up for that fact.
Yeah, it just, I don't know. That was the only part I didn't like about that was the end. Like, what are we doing here? But, and it's also like, okay, how do you say, like, there's no real big heat behind it. It's like, okay, it's over. He won. Move on. You know, like they need some people for other stuff. But I guess we're gonna get another one for reasons, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, because those guys cannot be separated.
Yeah, it's just move on, man. And then like
Yep.
even like Cutler James and Griffin like want a tag team title match again. It's like, well, Darkseid already had okay.
Yeah, I don't know what new you like. That's one of those ones where they're gonna be like three-time champions and no one remembers their first two title reigns.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, but no, I liked Tony Naraku. That was fun. I thought the wrestling on the show was fine. I mean, it wasn't groundbreaking. It wasn't like this isn't going to be a show to be remembered, but Zarya and Tatum was good. Zarya's finally coming to her own. Tatum's good. I thought the main event was great with Kendall and Lola Vice. I mean, oof, that was fun to watch. And
Yeah, both of them are not long for NXT. Like, I know that Kendall Gray hasn't even been there that long. It feels like they've been chomping at the bit to get Lola Vice up onto the main roster here for a little
yeah.
while.
Well, they got to get Lola back to Mexico so she can drop
Hey.
the tag title, and then they can get her to wherever she wants to go. But yeah, I think she's done. I mean, it's move on time, and that's good. Like, but yeah, Kendall.
Yeah, she has nothing. Lola has nothing to nothing really left to achieve in NXT.
No, there's really nothing. So I expected her to come out in the opening segment because Kendall was talking about how it was taking it, the opening segment of NXT this week, because Kendall was talking about taking it into the next generation, taking the new heights, whatever else. I thought that was the perfect time for Lola to come out and just be like, yeah, you run this division now. You know, my time's over here, whatever else. Now, I think that would have been a fitting goodbye, you know, but
Yeah,
instead of her just.
they're not sure when they're gonna call her up, so they didn't want to do that.
I get the feeling that's it. Because why the hell else is Tatum Paxley going to be feuding with the big the woman we all know, but we don't know her name.
What, Maya Lockwood?
And no, at the end of NXT this week,
Oh my gosh.
I'm like, who's this? I had no idea who that was.
That is definitely one of those things that they acted like that person was on the Ricky Starks slash
Yes.
who else showed up. Oh, Mariah.
Yeah. Blake Monroe,
Blake
Mariah May,
Monroe
whatever.
now, Mariah May, but they've always, for whatever reason, they love doing that gimmick where The person shows up at the end of insert NXT event here, whether it's a TV or a TV PLE like this one. And it's just like, oh yeah, like, and they just don't say the person's name for reasons. And it's just like, why do you guys insist on doing this gimmick? Because I don't feel like it does anyone any good. And I definitely have been more impressed when someone's made this type of a debut before too.
Well, her name's Nikki Blackheart, so they're obviously not going to call her that. So I bet you anything,
Oh
they
yeah,
don't,
okay.
they haven't finalized the name, or they haven't done this, so they want to make sure, you know, like Ricky Starks didn't have a name forever for like, what, 2, 3 weeks, and then he was Ricky Saints finally. But it's like, it was just Vix. Oh my God, you know, who is that? Oh, that's the hottest split. I'm like, if you say so. Like, I don't know.
I do remember it being made something of a big deal and hearing her have some buzz on the indies just because women's wrestling is always on the lighter side on the indies, let's say. Not terribly familiar with this woman, but yeah, after I heard the name, I'm like, oh, okay, that's right. So at least she was a big enough name that they made some type of deal out of it when she actually signed. And again, not really surprising that she's, Tatum Paxley gonna do a bunch of jobs before she goes up to the main roster.
I
At
guess it's like,
least she's at least gonna do one more.
yeah, I mean, that's three in a row, two to Zarya and a one to Kalani Jordan, who, by the way, what is she still doing there? I mean, I know everyone can't come up. Send her ass to Mexico, you know, like I don't know, do anything else with her except do the same thing. I just thought that was bizarre. Like,
Yeah, her arguments were ringing a little bit hollow, honestly.
I guess she's gonna job herself on the way out too. You know, finally get that shot at Kendall and lose, and then that's it.
Oh yeah, again with Kalani, yeah, she definitely, I think I said it last week or whenever, it's been recently. She can go up whenever she wants to. So yeah, if she doesn't beat Kendall, it's not going to be surprising,
Nah,
and it's not going to stop her from going up to the main
yeah,
roster
and I got
either.
no problem with that, but I don't know. It almost seems, oh, today's the 2nd of July we're doing this, and SummerSlam's out to what, the 13th, 14th of August, something like that.
Yeah, there's
So,
kind of a gap in here.
yeah, and well, I mean, we got Saturday night's main event coming up in 2 weeks, so but I just wonder if a lot of these people, like, there's it's. They've got words so they can actually work some oh no, it's actually August 1st and 2nd. Excuse me. So
Oh,
you got a
I don't
month
know why I
before it's
forgot
over.
that.
So you can start making plans of getting rid of people. So, you know, I was surprised Tony V won, but as Chris points out, everyone that's new in NXT loses. So
And you also saw the result of it this week too on NXT's show, where it's just like, oh, okay, yeah, we're just continuing this feud, huh?
yeah.
That always awkward, yeah, they bring in the new person to challenge for the belt. They don't want them to have the belt right away, so they have them lose, which doesn't make them look good. Like,
Yeah.
it is definitely a pattern in NXT
Yeah.
how they approach these things.
Well, yeah, I
Because,
mean,
yeah, it feels like Tony D has more space on the men's side of the roster than maybe the women do on their side.
Well,
If he gets called up.
the men are still in dire straits compared to the women anyways. I mean, they're so
Yeah.
loaded with women. That's why, like we've said, oh, when they going up? When they going up? And it's like, there's no room.
There is room. They just still,
Oh, I don't know.
yeah, they don't have enough TV time really in a lot of ways. Even with as
Yeah.
much TV time as they have, and especially when they cut down, because SmackDown's still 3 hours, right? I can't remember when it's supposed to be back to two. But losing an hour is not going to help anyone out either, though.
No. Let's see.
You
Oh.
know,
Oh no,
just
this week, July 3rd, 2 hours.
oh, okay, yeah, this okay, so this is the first one.
Yeah, it's supposed to maintain through the end of the year. So yeah. You're right though. Like losing an hour is not gonna help anybody. Not that they utilize it all that great anyways, but I noticed this week we got a
Yeah.
lot of the same people, even on Raw. So I don't know if they just didn't have people travel back from Saudi. They're like, just you get 2 weeks off or whatever it was.
It definitely felt like that was the case. They definitely seemed to have a light crew.
Yeah, but it was, I don't know. Watch this NXT show. It was nice that they actually addressed the fact that Shiloh Hill was acting like a complete psycho, and then he was back to being like affable and lighter this week.
Yeah, oh.
So I thought
Yeah.
that was good. 'Cause by the
And he
way,
did kind of talk about being able to tap into it too in the promo during the NXT show this week.
yeah, I like
So.
that. I like that serious side. I was like, oh, okay. I don't know, man. Maybe it's sound too much, but he seems like he may be the complete package. If he can do this goofy stuff and then turn it on the way he did to be serious, that's what they like.
Hey,
WWE likes that, so.
yeah, he has been one of the few guys I think that has really hit really well and very quickly at this point. 'Cause I mean, they just give him a lot, you know? Like he gets promos all the time, whether they're backstage segments with Tatum. Or, you know, I mean, he was putting the Mr. NXT skits with Tristan Angels too. Like, the guy is all over the place already, and I do think it's for good reason. Because, like you said, like the guys are struggling. There are a couple of guys like him that, boy, it's kind of wild. Like, there are not a lot of the guys that make it look easy,
No.
and he is making it look kind of easy.
Yeah, that's very fair. He absolutely is. I guess that's why he won LFG. I never watched the show, I don't know. So
Well, and the only one to like, because Kendall didn't win that, right? She's just been in Evolve.
she was in Evolve, yeah. I don't I
Okay.
no, so I don't remember her name, but she tagged with Tavion Heights when they were doing the USA thing against Ethan Page and Chelsea. That woman won.
Oh yeah.
Whatever her name was.
Callie Armstrong.
Yeah.
No,
No, no.
that wasn't Callie Armstrong. It's the one they released.
Yeah, it's like Kelly Armstrong's still
Ty
there.
Tyra
So
Mae
oh,
Steele, I believe.
okay. Which is not her real name. Which is just crazy that you have an Olympic athlete and you don't use their real name. Like it's think Kurt Angle's what the only one.
Yeah, they just don't allow that stuff. And Kurt Angle definitely was at a different time period in the
Oh, Mark
business.
Henry, forgot.
That is for sure.
I'm sure there was others, but recently, no, you're not allowed to. So, but yeah, I don't know. It's
Yeah, I think Jordynne Grace is the last person to be able to keep her name.
Ethan Page did.
Oh yeah, Ethan Page. Yeah,
Yeah, and then yeah, that may be it. But yeah, it I don't know. This episode, though, I despised that Mason Rook skinny guy match.
It was so funny. You had told me about this ahead of time, and I'm like, huh, I feel like I'm watching a different match than he watched.
Mason Rook is bumping for a guy that's 200 pounds less than him.
I
Like
he barely bumped for him.
he did a poison rana on the guy. And then
That was the only thing to me that was eye rolling within the context of what you're going with, because most of the other stuff was basic, and it's kind of weird to have the bad guy be the small guy at all times. But they had him doing like revolution DDTs, like all stuff that was moving offense to keep Rook off base. Like, he didn't really use any power moves on him.
Well, he's doing those moves, and they're trying to make Mace, like, this is what I think they're trying to do, and maybe this is my fault, but they're trying to make Mason Rook as this big guy. Like, what's the chant? He's big, he's bad, he'll body slam your dad, right? Then you
Oh,
got the
yep.
skinny dude running all over him, and it's like, no, stop him from doing that because you're supposed to be the big guy. Like, I know, like, doing a spinning DDT on him, just like stop him and just throw him. Like, no. Like, you're the small guy, I'm the big guy. The problem is Mason Rook's, I guess, not that big. I mean, maybe he's not as big as I think he is. But that's what was driving me crazy. It was like, you're supposed to be the big guy. Don't let the skinnier guy get over on you. But then, like, you did point out, which I didn't think about, Mason Rook's supposed to be the good guy. When did that happen, by the way? Like, we're just
They heard the crowd chanting for him, and they're like, "Oh, we're just gonna present you as baby face now." Like, that's all that it was. They heard everyone saying he's big, he's bad, he'll body slam your dad. Like, John Cena gets him over, we've gone away with being a heel, and he's the baby face now.
Well, he's got to do something with the hair, but he's got to grow his hair back the way it was. I'm going to be this way. His look is not good. And
Honestly, that was more offensive to me than the contents of the match. Like I said, like I thought that they did okay
No,
in that
I
part.
just see
Other than
some.
the poison Rana, like I was like, oh my God, come on, guys. But I think that's also one of those Rook always wants to prove how kind of athletic he is, and it's just like, no, like that's one where the coaches just need to go, no, we're not ever doing that again, guys. Like, what the hell was going on out there?
Yeah,
Like,
I'd be
I'd
curious if
love to
that's what it
hear
was.
some of those conversations, honestly. Like
Oh,
the critiques after these types of matches.
Yeah, the guy who runs it was the ultimate small guy. I mean, I know Rey Mysterio, but
Right.
so Sean's got to be like, what are you doing? And even Matt Bloom, like, you were the big dude. Little guys didn't do anything to you. And I don't know. Maybe they see, was it Jackson Drake? That's his name.
Yes.
Maybe they see more of him than I do, but I don't. I don't see anything in any of the Vanity Project crew. And I'm sorry, even the woman. Man, could they please let her wrestle already? She's just standing there. And it's like, come on.
I really feel like they're afraid to unleash her on any of the divisions, because she's going to be like at least a head taller than everyone else.
Yeah, good. Maybe have her do that. Like, I don't know. I don't like this Vanity Project thing anyway, so, like, not in a good way, but just like, my God, they're 15 years old. Like, I saw what I think was a legitimate child wrestle this weekend. So there was a guy called AJ Lightning. He's a little black kid, and he had a mask on, and he had a cape. And then when he took his cape off, he had a smaller cape on underneath it. I thought that was pretty funny. And
That's a nice gimmick to have.
I'm like, this is a kid. And they didn't do a whole lot with him. So I'm like, oh, yeah, I think that's actually like some 15-year-old kid under that mask. And they're like, we are not. We are not taking any chances with you, man. So, but now, I don't know. What else was even on this show? Like, it was
Because
paint by, like, it doesn't mean paint by numbers, like, whatever. Oh.
Keanu Carver, EK Prosper was the next
Why is Keanu
match
Carver
up.
eating L's? What are we doing? I can't. I don't like that stuff. Like, I'm not saying EK Prosper should be eating L's either, but there's.
Yeah, they gave Carver an out. It was weird though that it came by way of a guy that's a tag team wrestler. But I don't know. I guess because Tank is starting to get abs, maybe he's going into the singles division and poor Hank is going to be left in
Yeah, I
the
was wondering the same thing. So I was like, oh, Tank's gotten in shape, man.
dust here. Oh, so yeah, that might be the more interesting part. Because yeah, I agree with you. Like it's one of those situations where both of these guys are new. You kind of want both of them winning. And they're being put in positions where they're both eating L's because didn't Prosper lose to Carver, not the Great American Bash, but last week or the previous week or something like that?
Yeah. Like, this is the second loss I think he's had to him. Now, it was supposed to be Vikingo, but he got hurt. So, you know. But yeah, I don't know, man. I don't understand why Keanu Carver's losing matches. I'm not a huge fan of his because it's like the gimmick's just kind of one note. But if it gets him somewhere, okay. I mean, everyone starts off rough, so
Yeah, this is one of those I don't mind. I always think about Samoa Joe when I'm thinking about stuff like this, where he was so one note and just angry all the time to start with. And then he started to realize that he needed to add some wrinkles to the situation, and he became just that much better. Yeah, so whatever. If Keanu Carver is one note right now, I'm willing to let it slide in the sake of a
Yeah.
development kind of capacity and hope that he delivers or kind of acquires more pitches as things move along here.
Yeah. Sorry, I got distracted by Collision. I can't wait to talk about part of AEW. So,
Oh well,
all right,
I just
just
had to laugh
did you
that
see who
I.
was on the TV? Because I know we're watching at the same time.
Oh, I have fast forwarded a little bit,
Oh.
so I will admit that I just watched Andrade beat
Okay. I'm ahead of you. Yeah, I'm
Brian
ahead of you.
Cage. So. Yeah, because I started from the beginning when we started recording here, so I'm definitely still behind, and I just had to laugh that Brian Cage, like the second he beat him up on Dynamite, I'm like, oh yeah, he is eating another L because there's not a chance in hell he's beating Andrade in a singles match, and sure enough, tonight he is eating an L to Andrade in a singles match.
Oh, yeah, of course. That's all he is. So he's in a Steven Spielberg movie, and they're not even smart enough to capitalize on that and give him a blanket run with the tag titles. So whatever. No, you'll see. I hated the segment on the show, and it's not any better today. So, but yeah. Oh, who was the woman that attacked? All right, one, we had Natalia, I'm sorry, Natty come out and demand a title. Oh, I purposely sent that, and Chris's response was perfect. Said, don't ever do that again.
Yeah, obviously, I think all of us that record this show are just tapped out on Natty in whatever form she wants to present herself. It's just not entertaining. I guess I like it a little bit better with the weird fawning group of ladies. I don't really like I feel like Carmen Petrovic and Nikita Lyons can do better without Natty, the Natty's thing on her.
They're acting like Nikita Lyons is not the Evolve Women's Champion, and that Carmen Petrovic is in a faction in AAA. Like, you're the same company. Like, oh my God. They didn't even address it. Even when Out the Mud showed up, they didn't address it. They did address it when it first happened. This week, they're just like, whatever.
They mentioned it last week
Yeah.
because the OTM, I forget which one is in the AAA faction,
The guy with
got
the
question.
dreads or the braids, whatever. Him. The Bronco?
Bronco
I think it's Bronco.
Nemo
Yeah, Bronco
and
Nemo. Yeah. So
I'm trying to think of what the other guy's name is, and I'm blanking on it
there's a
too.
lot of other guys in NXT. Like you could like one sticks out, one doesn't. And like the funniest part about this Out the Mud thing with like they have the whole thing about Bronco and what was his mom that passed away. So he raised his brother or something like that like a few weeks ago. And then a week later he shows up in AAA as part of this new faction. It's like, are you guys even talking? This doesn't make any sense whatsoever. And now Carmen Petrovic is like slumming around with Natty. Like, what are we doing?
I don't feel great for them. Just do not feel great for
No,
them.
and it's like I know Natalya's doing this douchey gimmick, but it's the wrong douchey gimmick because everyone's tired of her. I couldn't believe she re-signed. I mean, for her sake, yes, but on their part, why? Why is she there? I maybe player coach,
I
but.
guess I, but yeah, the value really does not seem to be there to me anymore. It
No.
just it really does doesn't. I mean, when you have to force someone to call you the low-key legend, it's just that's a wrap, Johnny. It's been a wrap for a while.
Yeah, it really is. And yeah. I just didn't like this, and I don't want it.
That is not gonna help at all.
Well, what are we were talking about Shiloh Hill earlier, and then the driver dude from the Culling, what's his name, Nico, so whatever.
Nico Vance.
Yeah, well, I can't remember what was he like thought he had some sick burn on Shiloh Hill or whatever, and I'm sitting there going, the fuck, you've done nothing. You have done nothing except stand around. That's like the second time you've talked. This is like, what are we doing here? That guy's not it either. Like, oh, the guys are in such dire straits, man. Just, yeah, the show was just whatever. I don't know. They forwarded some stuff and then other stuff they didn't, and it's like,
Yeah,
okay.
cause I don't think there's anything else big really that we didn't already talk about. Cause there's just Tony D stuff and Kendall
Tony
Graves
D got
stuff.
attacked, so that's going to continue. Kendall got attacked by some other chick because, wins and losses don't matter. Our action speaks louder than words. And it's like, imagine any other sport where you wanted a championship match and you went and attacked the champion and then they gave you a match. Like,
Robert Stone really I guess he knows how to run a wrestling brand, like, because he's definitely not like Adam Pearce just sweating over all the people attacking other people. He's just like, oh, okay, yeah, you attack them, then we'll get you guys to have a match.
yeah.
Like he's just like, yeah, just book yourselves. Is really what he's saying to everyone.
Yes. And it's like, I know Shawn Michaels said at one time, I was like, I like it kind of chaotic or whatever. Well, how about we don't? How about we get back to like being somewhat normal, but it's just laziness.
Yeah,
It's laziness. You don't have to write stories, you don't have to
definitely a
make a compelling character when you can just have someone new attack somebody. So
yeah, there.
yeah, but it's like whatever, NXT. You had your good show.
You know what? I did not get Forbidden Door.
Nope. Why
Chris
would
and I
we?
talked a little bit about it.
We don't have 8.5 hours on a Sunday to watch the AEW pay-per-view that starts at 8 o'clock. If you're gonna run an 8 hour pay-per-view, have it start earlier. That's ridiculous. You know you're going 4.5 hours. Have some
Yeah.
sympathy for the East Coast people.
They really at least need to start at 7 o'clock. The actual
They'll
pay-per-view. If
still
they're
go to
gonna
12:30. I think that's
if
probably part of the problem.
yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah. But I actually liked Dynamite this week.
You know why? Because it wasn't like one of their regular shows. There was a lot of backstage stuff. There was like a story throughout the whole thing. Then you had your matches and more stories for the matches. So.
Yeah. Maybe that's what it was. It's just as like, oh, all of this stuff makes sense in context. And I'm like, oh, like they actually have clarity in writing sometimes?
Yeah, I mean, you had the whole thing with Omega throughout the whole show.
Yeah.
And I think that's like the bigger talking point. I mean, none of us believe for 1 second Mark Briscoe was beating MJF. I don't know why that was needed, other than, Mark did beat him the last time they wrestled. Okay. But.
Yeah, it's been kind of interesting. I don't know why the sudden change for the most part. They have really wanted MJF to wrestle a lot more TV matches.
Yeah, I thought that's weird too.
And I don't know what the animus behind it is. And I mean, I guess it's filled TV time. I don't think it's really helped his title reign because there's still some messiness. Well, yeah, there is some other messiness with some of the storylines. I don't think his in particular.
No, his has
Oh
always been pretty
no,
straightforward. So,
no. His wasn't the problem. I'm thinking of some other people later in
yeah.
the show that I started to get a headache when they're just like 12 different people are fighting each other and everyone's calling everyone out and it's just like, huh?
Yeah.
Like why is this happening? But
Yeah.
anywho, it really did start good with like you said, the Omega Osprey backstage stuff,
Yeah.
Briscoe and MJF was good. And then what the was there something up? Oh, yeah, just Andrade, whatever. Yeah, Andrade gets beaten up because,
Yeah.
yeah, why? Come on, Andrade. That was just
As soon as he
stupid
walked out, I'm like,
babyface
he's getting attacked from behind. Like, is he stupid?
move.
Go in the ring at least. So you can take off. Like, there's no shame in
Yeah.
running when it's 5-on-1.
No, there is not. Leo Rush versus Kevin Knight. I guess an enjoyable for what it was match.
Yeah, the Leo Rush thing's fun. I'll give it that. It's fun. Just stupid. So I'm all for it.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm kind of eye-rolly with it, but I also don't really care that much either. He's still just a guy that's losing, so.
Yeah, that's exactly. Well, of course he was losing. He's an ROH champion. He's their TV champion. So,
Oh yeah, I
of course
forgot
he
he had the
lost.
painted black
Yes, and everyone was
championship.
shocked when they pulled it out of the bag. It was the ROH TV championship painted black. Oh my God, what a
Painted
scary
black.
thing. So,
Okay.
yeah, just.
Yep. And then Darby Allin tries to get a championship match with Kevin Knight and fails in doing so. One of the few decent uses of Don Callis, I would say,
Yeah, because he's
in this
kind of like,
situation.
I didn't see the pay-per-view, but I saw like there was like an exploding bag sort of thing. So when Don Callis, like, you tried to murder him or whatever, I was like, oh, well, he's not wrong, but it's wrestling. So that's allowed.
In an anything goes match, it's just right in the name of the match here, Don. Like, anything goes. Like, but also, he's the heel, so he's gonna kind of
Oh,
complain about that stuff.
real
And
quick,
I do think that was a good part of him being a shield in this situation.
yeah, I also liked him saying no, and then Darby going, "All right, you just signed, like you signed your own death wish, like cool." All right, like yeah, he'd
Yeah,
run down there and like try to attack him and get his ass beat. Like, yeah, all right, I got other ways, but.
he's like, don't worry about it. I'll get it. He was almost a villain in that kind of a situation where he's just like, yeah, I'll get that covered. Like
Yeah.
you said, like, I'm not gonna get my ass kicked 3-on-1 right now. I'll handle it when I handle it. Like,
Yeah.
don't
But yeah.
mind me.
Now, while we were talking about that match, I really liked that round cage they used for the pay-per-view. I don't know if you saw pictures of it.
Oh yeah,
I thought that was pretty cool.
I did see the pictures, and I'm like, oh, because it's definitely different than Elimination Chamber, because there aren't any pods in there. It does make it feel a bit different.
Yeah. And you can still climb around it. I guess it's a little harder to keep people out since you can easily get into it, but it's still I like the visual of it. I was like, you don't see too many things that are innovative. So having a round cage like that's pretty cool. And I think they should probably try and utilize that for Blood and Guts instead of the two ring setup, which I know they want to do their own war game style thing. But I think that could be utilized pretty cool for Blood and Guts, but they also like a top on it. So, but yeah. Hey, positives, man. If we see positives, I'll give them credit because, boy, is there a segment on this show that is not positive at all. So.
Oh yeah, 'cause we got the dueling segments of I don't really care about Tommaso Ciampa and Chris Jericho feuding, but
I keep
hey,
reading,
consistency.
yeah, but I keep
So
reading people loving Ciampa on this, and I'm like, he's not doing anything new. I guess because he's actually wrestling and getting mic time again, that people are going crazy about it, but it's the same character.
yes,
So,
yes, and yes. Like
yeah.
I think all of the answers are yes to those questions, because yeah, he isn't doing anything fresh. I do like the gimmick. I just don't, yeah, that's, I still don't care about anyone feuding with Jericho. I
No.
just
And that's
really,
it. Once
really don't.
Ciampa's this feud's over, that's it for Ciampa. Because Ciampa right now is just getting the hey, I'm new rub. So as soon as Tony's bored with him for the next new guy.
I mean, I already think the sheen is worn off on this anyway. So
Yeah.
that's why he's
Yeah,
just
I
kind of
don't
in
care
a
about this feud at all.
mid card feud
So.
with him. Maybe you can help me settle this question about the following matchup in AEW here. Do we give the Jon Moxley and Will Ospreay versus the Swirl a pass because Moxley and Will Ospreay were very beat up Sunday night, and these two chumps were not.
Yeah, I think that's fair, but it's also one of those things where they're in Ring of Honor, so they're going to come up and make a good showing of themselves. because no one can just obliterate somebody. So, yeah,
Yeah,
I actually
not
forgot about this match. So much it
9 minutes
didn't matter.
was not too bad, honestly. Like for one of those kind
Not too
of
good either.
more 50-50 than it maybe should have been. I'm like, yeah, okay. Like that's one where I'm like I said, I'm kind of like I can see where you can have an argument for this situation.
Yeah, but it's like I at what point I'm gonna say this and then complain next week, but at what point do you stop complaining about the stuff? You know? Like, no, this shouldn't be happening. You
Well, I
know?
did th
But then it
those
does
two just
again,
sh
so.
yeah, I mean those two just shouldn't be wrestling, honestly, is what the
No, absolutely not. No. But Moxley has to wrestle every week. I can't remember the last time he hasn't wrestled on a show.
oh yes, like a lot of them are in tag team matches, so he's not doing a full singles match every week, but yeah, he that man wrestles a lot.
Yes.
If it's not every week, it's like two out of every three shows every week. Like that man is putting in some mileage.
I'm
And
waiting.
are we getting to the segment here? We'll see. Jay White is back
Oh,
with the Gun Club.
this fucking segment sucked. What a group of nerds and nobodies. The guns are supposed to be annoying. Okay, whatever. Ace Austin. I actually like Ace Austin. Nerd. Juice Robinson sucks. I'm sorry. There ain't nothing there. And then you got skinny ass Jay White. All the time you're out, you can't lift weights. And by the way, if you see him on Collision, it's even worse. What? And then they're.
He definitely did not come. I wouldn't say skinny, but he definitely did not.
Wait till you
I
see
think
him. Did you
we're.
get the Collision yet?
Yes, the dogs are attacking.
I don't want to be bigger than the wrestlers I'm watching. You know what I mean? You've seen my size. You know I'm way bigger than him. That's ridiculous. Just take some creatine, motherfucker. Lift a weight. I'm not asking you to be Roman Reigns or Brian Cage. You know? But and that's actually an indictment a lot of the AEW guys. But especially for him, who's supposed to be this burgeoning main eventer, the blah, 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 whatever he said, going over all this. And then you see the presentation, you go, okay. Because remember, Adam Cole took a lot of shit, and he at least had legit injuries. I mean, the poor guy suffered severe concussion problems.
Yeah, I definitely think you're underselling his size.
Go back and look at when he was in New Japan. He has thinned down.
Okay. I got what. Okay.
Yeah.
Because I was gonna say he's still in good shape.
But I'm also concentrating far too much on looks. This group is a bunch of dorks. And
Yeah, I'm not really trying to defend the group as a whole,
oh, this whole
because
doing the gun thing in the air. Oh my God.
I'm a little bit confused though why the Death Riders are helping the dogs.
I don't know. I didn't have the sound on. I don't get that unless there's something we're forgetting. I was doing the same thing when I watched that. I'm like,
I
why?
mean, I Jay White made fun of the Death Riders in the promo on Dynamite. Evidently, that's enough to raise their ire.
Yeah, I don't know. I because Christian had a problem with him. He said that on Dynamite with Jay White.
Oh, that was where things started to go off the. Because this segment is where things went a little off the rails for me. Because it did not involve any of the show-long stories. Because, yeah, like you said, like the Gun Club is just such a weird misfit toys kind of situation. Like Jay White, this is another one where Jay White would be better off being by himself. If you
Yes,
know,
absolutely.
if they think that he's an honest to God, if as long as the man can stay healthy, because oh boy, that guy has certainly had some problems.
He said he was at what, 460 something days?
459
Oh
is
my
what the write
Lord,
up.
man.
And he had some
That
other
sucks.
injury before that
Yes.
in his time in AEW, like an elbow injury or something like that, that had kept him on the shelf for an extended time period. Like, he has definitely had a rough go of it since signing with AEW. So, yeah, to be out for a year and a half, basically, is pretty wild. Yeah, he's just a little bit short of a year and a half.
Yeah. So it's like,
Wow.
it's just, already not that impressed by him. And then coming out with his nerd crew. And I'm like, this is not how it's supposed to go. Like,
Well,
this is not how it's supposed to look. And I just hated this. I'm like, get these middle schoolers off the fucking TV. And then to see him come out on Collision doing the same shit again, it's like, oh my God, this sucks so much.
hey, but the crowd reacts to it, so.
And that's my thing. Like people were saying, like Daniel Bryan wasn't over, but his hand gesture was. I didn't agree with that. But
Yeah, that's something that can be said into a microphone. You're not right, but it can be
yeah.
said into a microphone.
But there certainly is other ways of, tricking people into doing stuff. And this definitely seems like one. I saw people do it in the crowd. I'm like, this isn't cool. Like, you also don't take your guns and go like this. Like,
Yeah, you do. Haven't you watched an old Western? Come on. Who doesn't do that? Jeez.
That's not a very good reference to
Jeez.
help your point, by the way. Haven't you seen a Western from the 50s? What, you mean 70 years ago? Which, by the way, I was listening to the
What
Butthole Surf.
do they not shoot their guns in the air anymore? Like, did that stop at
Well, you can
Tombstone?
shoot your gun, you can shoot guns like this, but you're not like going like this, but like doing like exercising your arms shooting guns. Know what I mean?
Oh, you're expecting them to have a proper like gun and recoil like
No,
when they're
I'm not
doing this
expecting.
celebration?
I'm not expecting them to do
Holy
anything like
shit.
that. No, I don't want them to do
Jeez.
anything. Goddamn nerds. So, oh, by the way, I was listening to the Butthole Surfers' Electric Larryland,
Oh, yeah.
and that is 30 years old.
Yes, it is.
I just went, what? Like, oh my God. It said 1996. I went, oh my God.
Yep.
Just, yeah. That's why you're talking about old Westerns. And I was like, oh yeah, they are that old. They're almost 3/4 of a century old. Oh my God. But no, I hated this. I don't like them. I just don't want Juice Robinson on my
Oh,
TV. I don't want the guns on my TV.
it
Ace
was
Austin,
weird to what?
go to Ring of
'Cause
Honor.
did they what? Jay White and the Gun Club helped out Edge and Christian, right? But Christian still has a beef with
Yeah.
Jay White.
Yeah.
And then, so that segment happened first, and then Jay White came out and just didn't even mention Christian, and Christian didn't even come out.
Yeah.
And I'm like, huh?
And then on Collision, Edge is teaming with him.
Yeah, with him and the guns.
When Ace Austin just gets to stand outside like a nerd. So, okay. Yeah, there's it's whatever.
Yeah,
I didn't like this.
the show definitely lost a little bit there. Next up, which was really the at least wrestling main event here, the survival of the fittest match. Hikaru Shida, Persephone, Micah, Harley Cameron, Chris Statlander, and Queen Aminata.
I liked this match. I know some people didn't. I liked it.
Yeah, other than the usual complaint that I have about some of these matches, Harley Cameron being eliminated in under 2.5 minutes always seems a little too quick to me when things of that nature happen in any type of elimination match. It's just like she's not losing a regular match in 2.5 minutes, so why are we doing it now here, guys?
Yeah. Well, who did she get pinned by? Was it Persephone?
Yeah, Persephone,
So I think,
who.
I mean, this was her starring role. I mean,
Yes. They
who was the
did a pretty
Japanese
decent.
wrestler?
That was Micah.
Yeah, she can stay away. That chick is boring. And like they did that roll-up pin. She just laid there. She didn't even do anything. So I was like, oh, she's clearly kicking out. What? No, just laid there. Then rolls out of the ring like nothing.
Sheeta just pinned her.
Yeah.
She can. She
That
can
was
stay in New
wild.
Japan or where Stardom, wherever the hell she is.
Yeah, because then the same thing happened. I think it was Shida trying to pin Persephone, I believe, with the same move. Or was it, maybe it was Statlander. And they're fighting like whoever was getting pinned was fighting. I'm like, oh, okay. I thought that was getting the pin. No. They kicked out. I'm like, this is like doing stuff backwards. But yeah, if I don't see her anymore, I don't care. Like, I got nothing against Stardom, but we went to that show. I enjoyed the show. Don't get me wrong. But
Yeah,
did you see
right.
anything special? Like, it was
No,
just a
not
show.
really.
So, yeah.
So Persephone eliminated Queen Aminata next on the list there. And then that's when Statlander eliminated Persephone, because they were the ones that definitely had the kind of rolling pin combinations
Yeah.
going on and that kind of reversal situation until Stat finally got the dub. And then Hikaru Shida officially becomes at least the number two weirdest women's wrestler ever in AEW. Her career arc has been something. In this company, the first three-time main AEW Women's Champion
Yeah.
three times. Now she becomes the TBS champion again, and has been pushed to the moon, seemingly for whatever reason. Can we get some type of promo backstage segment? Dub over
Well, they
something.
do, but it's always online. But she had a celebratory, yeah. She had a celebratory win. It was online. And, but she, you're right. She has had a weird arc. She's held the AEW title a bunch of times,
Yep, at
but no
least
one ever,
three.
and she held it the longest, right? Wasn't she the longest holder?
At some point, yeah. I'm
Yeah.
not sure if someone has overtaken that number in the meantime, but they've kind of played hot potato with that championship, so
Yeah.
it could be still, and that she still holds
But
the
like no
record.
one remembers her title reigns, which is like, I know one was COVID, so that didn't really, that wasn't really fair,
Yeah,
but
and
she
what?
never
Oh
got.
yeah, she has what, the 300 plus day absence that she just came back
Yeah.
from
Yeah.
herself.
But yeah, so it's just crazy how her career's gone. And then like I wish they would have explained the rules of this match, because why is it no disqualification? And if it's no disqualification, why wasn't everyone like pulling out chairs and tables and all that sort of stuff the whole time? So, because like Persephone did not hide the fact that she hit Statlander with the belt. Aubrey Edwards looks at her and is like, oh, come on. And then immediately calls for the belt because she knows Statlander's out. I wish they would have explained that, because I actually liked it. Like, even if it wasn't, if they would have set it up where Edwards didn't see it, I thought that was a pretty effective, you know, she's pissed. She had just lost, so she hadn't left yet. Nails are clean and not like on the way out. So I
Yeah.
don't know. I liked it. I don't mind when people cheat like that. Like, if it.
Yeah, and it's always good for a heel, which Hikaru Shida has definitely leaned heel
Oh,
when
yeah.
she has been given a chance to talk. So yeah, taking advantage of something like that is the perfect kind of win for that type of character to pick up.
Yeah.
So yeah,
And
and it helps get Persephone seems to be a heel officially now. So her and Statlander having a feud's a good spot to go.
yeah, that, I think they're trying to make that like the
Although,
women's Hoss fight. That's fine. Go for it.
yeah, that's the only thing I'm like, I don't know, where does Persephone go after this one? Because like she's beat someone that's a former champion in her first, like if they have her beat Statlander, it's like, well, you don't really need to beat anyone for a championship match now, really. Like you beating Julia Hart's not going to give you any more credibility at this point.
Is she hurt again? Because you know she hasn't been wrestling. Is she in all
I
sky
don't
blue?
know. There hasn't been a lot of Sky Blue, even though, really.
Well,
So.
she was just on, she just wrestled last week.
Okay.
Yeah.
If you say
So,
so. Oh, you know what? I might have skipped last week's show for some reason.
well. Yeah. But no, so I liked it. People were complaining. And
Oh,
I'm like,
yeah.
you know what? It's
In
okay.
general, because, oh, yeah, the end of the show was just Kenny Omega accepting the match against MJF for him not being able to fight for the AEW championship anymore.
Okay. So I was saving this part. Why do you think this is happening next week? Like, this is a pay-per-view match. And I was talking to, because you hadn't watched the show yet. So Chris and I were talking. And I mean, the one speculation was MJF has a movie to go film, which seems like a really stupid reason, you know? And then.
Yeah, it was kind of funny that anytime anything weird like this comes up now, everyone says that. But like he basically like I felt like everyone said that when he lost to Darby, and then he never really left.
Yeah. And then when he was he had the hair match, he's gonna get his head shaved for a role. And it's like,
Oh.
you know,
Yeah, and then it doesn't
yeah.
happen.
But I told Chris, I was like, I'm wondering if someone's hurt. Or and in the case of Kenny specifically, because of, you know, he's had his health issues that, you know, maybe something's come up. And this is a way to write it out. Now, I mean, Omega versus I don't know. I like MJF versus Ospreay because they had what they had two one almost 1 hour time limit, and then they had one where Ospreay finally beat him.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like okay, and I know like the money match for AEW fans is Ospreay and Omega, but why jump on it? Like, why now? It's weird.
Yeah, it would feel like MJF did a lot of legwork to get yeah, I guess this is the other part that as much as I guess I like the Kenny Omega promo within itself, but the situation that it brings up is kind of weird
Yeah.
because of all this stuff that we're talking about. Because it feels like MJF has multiple challengers right now. It's just like, okay, are you guys, like you said, are they gonna rush Omega versus Will Ospreay here and have MJF lose again? Like that guy's gonna drop and get back the title a lot.
Yeah.
Especially if it's this is another one where the rumors do not turn out to be true, and he's not going to film a movie, and he's like still there again. It's just like, oh, okay, well then, when are you gonna win this thing back again from Omega? Like, it feels like Omega should at least have a couple of defenses under his belt before he loses it again, if this is really his swan song for a championship reign, at least.
Right. Well, maybe that's why they give him more time to have other matches. But I've also, I mean, they keep mentioning Hangman Page again. So it's like, I guess, is he gonna be showing up sometime soon as well? Like, how's he fit into this? And
Yeah, that's been kind of interesting that he has not shown his face at all.
yeah.
And his name has definitely been thrown about on TV with a little more frequency the last couple of weeks. So it feels like there is some seed planting in that department.
Yeah, so it's just, I don't know. It just seems to me there's an injury or there's a health issue or something. I can't imagine they're just hot-shotting this match. In one week with the World Cup going on too. I was trying to see what AEW did for viewers this week, but it's not available yet.
Yeah, I
So
mean, and that was the other weird thing that I just because I already referenced the Darby Allin match, that was on TV too. I don't know why. Well, and we even mentioned we started talking about AEW. Like, they've had MJF wrestle on TV a lot more for some reason or another. I'm not quite sure why. And this is just gonna, him and Briscoe had a match this week, and I mean, he's gonna get another one against Omega this coming week. And the outcome's weird, no matter what it ends up being. Either way, like, to me, it's gonna be a weird outcome.
And
If Omega wins, like you said, it feels like they are kind of rushing him and Ospreay for some reason or another. If MJF wins, like, is that really it? Like, Omega's kind of going out with a whimper if he's the one that loses, which seems weird. Like, you're not going to have like a lifetime achievement kind of going away party like Sting got to have at that point then. Because, like, Omega downgrading to the tag team championships would just be kind of weird.
Yeah, especially because that's how they started AEW. It was him and Hangman were the
Oh,
second
okay.
champions.
Yeah.
So let's see. No Dynamite ratings yet. So all right. I was just curious how they did against the World Cup. It's because, yeah, it was what, no, because they weren't up against it. No, they were up against the men's team, weren't they? That was yesterday.
Last,
Because that did 34 million viewers or something like that. 43. The most watched
oh,
soccer game ever in this country. So
eh,
I'll
well,
be curious to see what those
awesome.
ratings for old AW is.
Yeah, definitely watch the men's game over at AEW.
Well, that's the joy of having two TVs set up right and still. So could have both on. And that's why I have Algeria and Swiss on now. Collision on the other TV, and then on my laptop, I've got a TNA. And you may be wondering, how can you pay attention to all that? It's because my attention span,
I don't.
my job has made me very easily, I can pay attention to all of this. So 20 years of doing the same thing. But yeah, I don't know. I think it worked because I'm very curious what's going to happen next week because they're even giving away Takeshita and Kyle Fletcher on
Oh, that's
Dynamite
right.
next
Because
week.
they calling it spring break, I want to
No,
believe.
Beach Blast. It's Beach Blast next week. So, which I always thought was in the summer. I'm sorry, in the spring, because it was supposed to be spring break, but I guess they're calling it, I guess it's Beach Blast next week. So I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, you can definitely go to the beach in the summer. I mean, it seems like the right
Yeah, I don't
vibe,
think right now it's going to really help you down here. So if
honestly.
because you got to tread your ass across burning sand to get in water, and then you got to tread your ass back across that burning sand again. So just sit there and have to do it 5 minutes later because you're wilting. And it's only July. Ugh, what a nightmare the beach is going to be this weekend too. So
Beltane beer then. If we're talking about beaches, I feel like I'd talk about Beltane beers. I
nothing for
decided
me. So
to bust out one of my specialty beers here with the 4th of July, just around the bend here. Rheingeist Metaphysical Mango, fruited sour, 1 pint, 0.9 fluid ounces, 2022 vintage. So yeah, this is Outer Reaches Sour Ales. So yeah, this one's pretty tasty. Rheingeist is out of Cincinnati, Ohio, and has a very large reach. So if you're anywhere in the state of Ohio, you can grab them. Their Truth IPA is one of my favorite, just regular IPAs, honestly. But this fruited sour is very tasty, very mango-y, and yeah, you're probably not going to get a chance to get a crack of that because that was one of those rando bottles that were there the last time I stopped in there about a year ago. So yeah, figured why not celebrate with a nicer bottle tonight for Stunt Granny Audio 1171. Beltane beer suggestion from at Frango11. Other opinions by at Granny Maze. The brand is at Stunt Granny. Rate and review us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Download us at other places like YouTube Music and iHeartRadio. Have a good night, grandkids.
Later, gang.